This is the day that in Lyons, Colorado, the Community Foundation is sending out $1 million worth of checks to help 280 people who were affected by those devastating floods in September. The floods swept away highways and homes and killed 9 people. So 3 months later, how are things going? From the Here and Now Contributors Network, here's Colorado Public Radio's Leslie McClurg.
When you drive into the small town of Lyons, it looks like a construction zone. Both sides of the streets are lined with orange cones and lots of road closed ahead signs. Bulldozers are moving aside debris. About half the businesses look like they've reopened, but there's still a lot of boarded up windows.
Every time something new opens up, everyone gets excited.
John King lives just outside of the small tourist town about an hour north of Denver. His house sits above the St. Vrain Creek. Standing on the banks of the narrow stream, King describes how a flash flood surged across his property.
The river jumped about 300 feet to the north and came around the other side of the building and undercut fully half of the structure.
King lost part of his house, his workshop, and all of his tools. He's an artist. On the day of the heaviest floods, he was supposed to deliver a large sculpture to a client.
It's 8 feet in diameter, and it looks like the disc on a giant grandfather clock.
King was lucky.
The flood probably came 3 feet up underneath it and didn't manage to topple it. And so it stood there for the next couple of weeks, right in the middle of this crater of damage.
3 months later, the sculpture is ready for delivery. And repairs to the rest of King's house are almost done. But about an hour east in Greeley, Colorado, Rito Romero's family feels like they're still drowning. The family barely escaped the flood alive.
The house gone, 2 cars gone. Everything inside, my tools.
Romero's eyes are bloodshot. He hasn't slept much for the past few months. He and 5 other family members are sharing a small room at a friend's place. The house is overflowing with 10 people and all of their stuff. Romero is struggling to get enough rest. He works nights in the oil and gas fields. And the house is loud during the day. Rito's wife, Araceli, chokes back tears.
Yo no pedí la desgracia que estamos pasando.
I didn't deserve this misfortune. It's just too hard to live the way that we're living. All our dreams shattered in an instant.
The Romeros illegally crossed the U.S. border from Mexico 14 years ago. 4 of their 6 kids were born here. And the children's legal status qualifies the family for federal disaster aid to help buy a new home.
We bought a trailer, but the people in the parking lot, they don't let us live there.
The owners of Lago Vista Mobile Home Park in northern Colorado say the Romero's double wide is too old to park in their community. They hope to find a way to move the trailer to a different property. In the meantime, they're still homeless. Kim Baker Medina is an immigration lawyer. She's been volunteering in flood recovery efforts. She says the Romero story is common.
The problem with immigrant families is that they're starting at such a disadvantage. Because they're not documented, because they've been living in the shadows, because they don't have ties to the community, because they don't speak the language. And then you place them in this very difficult situation where they don't have a home and they're doubled up with families and they're living in a hotel.
Ed Connolly is with FEMA. He says low-income families always take the longest to recover from a natural disaster. And he says floods are especially tough.
They tear away your walls, they tear away your furniture, they leave muck and mold and mildew in your home. And then they just don't destroy what's above the ground, they destroy what's below the ground. They get into the infrastructure and they rip up roads and they rip up power lines and sewer lines.
We estimate that this disaster is going to be $1 billion-plus disaster.
That's Dave Hard. He's the director of Colorado's Office of Emergency Management. He says the floods destroyed almost 2,000 homes and many thousands more were damaged. Even though the state has suffered numerous wildfires in the last 2 years, he says the flood's wrath is unprecedented.
The number of homes destroyed in the flood is more than all of the fires combined. Unfortunately, we've set the record for a number of homes lost in a wildfire 3 times in the last less than 2 years.
Where do you think we are in the recovery effort?
Oh, my goodness. I would say we're at about the 20-25% level.
All the major highways in Colorado have reopened, but Hard says the repairs are quick fixes.
I have to stress that all of the infrastructure, highways, roads that have been repaired are temporary repairs. There's been very few permanent repairs.
Hard says the recovery effort will take years. For Here and Now, I'm Leslie McClurg.